Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Before we talk about anything, we need to remind you what your plans are on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, this Sunday, 2 o'clock.
This Sunday, yeah. For your fun day.
Yes, it is Sunday fun day, which means we're going to be out drinking, which we'd be doing anyway.
No, I usually don't drink on Sundays.
That is a lie. You're at a brewery somewhere. This time you're going to be at...
View House Ballpark.
Woo! Ta-da!
Yeah.
Why are we going to be there?
Well, there's a little show going on, Slacker.
A little show, yeah. Tiet.
The Band Camino!
The Band Camino is playing for absolutely gratis, zip zero zilch, mm-hmm. nada, free. You just got to show up.
And you could win a bunch of prizes, which is very, very cool. I mean, there are prizes I want to win. I wish that I could find my list of them.
I don't even know how we're going to give all these away. We're doing a bunch of the games. Like, right when you get there, we'll be playing, like, Name That Tune. And for when we're doing that, you could meet the band Camino.
For sure.
Like,
which is, really cool.
They're not a little band anymore. They're like...
No.
They're, it's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited. I can't even speak.
Yeah, so come early. Get there at 2. Win backstage passes to meet the band. Mm-hmm. Then we'll play other games that have other prizes.
Right.
And let's just blast through.
Yep. So you've got Lily Allen at Red Rock.
Foster the People at Red Rock.
God. Sarah Bareilles at Belco Theater.
Just stop right there. That's enough.
It is.
Oh, there's lots
but
more.
But now how much would you pay?
Well, there's also Dermot Kennedy at Red Rocks.
Okay. Dan and Che at Ball Arena.
Jack Harlow at the Fillmore.
Doja Cat at Ball Arena.
Macklemore at Red Rocks.
The Jonas Brothers at Ball Arena.
Stop. That show just got announced. We already have tickets.
Yeah, and another one.
Yeah, another one too. Luke Combs at Empower Field at Mile High. But that's not all.
Okay, so after we give all those prizes out, then the band Camino comes out. They play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they're done, we always do one more game.
Mm-hmm.
And this one will be for the grand prize, which is...
Tickets to go see Bruno Mars down in Colorado Springs. But it's not just for you and a friend. It's a four-pack plus a hotel stay plus a gas card so you can get there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
West Era Credit Union is going to be there giving out gift cards, picking up tabs.
More,
Sun Cruiser is going to be there.
I keep forgetting Sun Cruiser.
I know. I can't wait. They're going to have a deal on their drinks.
They have like a iced tea thing, right?
It's like a... vodka, iced tea, I think, but there's different flavors.
There's a lemonade or something.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be drinking those, hanging out with the band Camino, giving away tickets. So if you have plans on Sunday, just admit it to yourself. They suck.
Cancel them.
Cancel them. Our plans are better. Sunday fun day, View House Ballpark, 2 o'clock. I don't know why this show is obsessed with food. It's Erica.
Well, I do have a piece of pizza waiting for me to eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
We better eat it quick.
We were just thinking about it. It's back to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like almost everybody's back in school. They're all back in school. Everybody's back in school. It just is. Yeah. It's whatever. And like,
hasn't your daughter not gone back?
No, maybe. I don't know. It's not my week. I'm so disconnected. Here's my point. The one thing I remember loving about back to school was coming home. And that was the one time either both my parents had a job or like my mom was just disconnected enough that like you could go crazy on your after school snack.
Yeah.
Like at any given time, like your mom and dad were like, they regulated what foods you ate, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
But yeah. Like if not there was
wasn't like junk food around, I would say not often.
But if they had it, it'd be in a special area and they didn't really pay. Like this was a time when you could climb up on top of the fridge and get the stuff.
Yeah. The big, it's not even a box. It's like a plastic jar of Red Vines.
That was your after school snack.
The Costco with the top, the plastic top that goes on and off.
Exactly the Red Vines you speak of. I have to stop myself from buying that because I have no, because you grab like three and you're like, you go over and sit down on the couch like, oh, three's not. What am I doing?
Three for each hand. Was the problem on that because she loves Red Vines, so she would buy the big thing and then we would all just nom on them.
But then some idiot like us didn't put the lid on right.
And then they'd get stale.
They're so dry.
No. Yes.
Oh my God, it's the worst. Get, like day four of back to school, you're like breaking a tooth on the hard Red Vines.
Gosh, you're so right.
And it's never, it wasn't your parents who did that. It's you.
It was
you
us.
You did it.
It was like, probably
the Red Vines? You did.
My oldest sister.
No, it was you.
Maybe me meticulous. Sometimes.
Because you're just like, you just pop the top and like.
Right.
This is when like my parents didn't let me operate the oven, but if they weren't looking, I'd turn the oven on.
Oh God.
And I'd go outside to the freezer. We had an outside freezer in the garage and I'd just grab a handful of Totino's pizza rolls.
Oh,
oh really? Yeah.
Not the whole bag. Because if the whole bag's gone, then I'm in trouble.
Right.
And then throw some aluminum foil in the, not even get a pan out.
Okay.
Just aluminum foil in the oven and put those on there.
That is so dangerous because then you're just so reaching dangerous. In raw.
Reaching
handed.
In raw because like you don't need, like, you can grab that aluminum foil and it's not that hot.
Right.
And then you pull it out and then you, oh, somebody's coming. You throw one in your mouth and it's like that little.
It's searing.
Oh, it's just a squishy hot tomato.
Yeah.
But it's like a rite of passage as a back to school snack.
We were Bagel Bites kids.
They're even worse.
but they're
so hot.
We didn't have to hide them. I think my parents were like, have at it. Whatever.
Did you microwave them though?
Yeah.
So lazy. Yeah. They're so much better in the oven.
On like a Friday night movie night, you put them in the oven.
But you got time.
After school, you just put them in the microwave.
But then they're like.
Yeah, they're tough.
They're chewy. Yeah. And
ooh, I could go for some Bagel Bites right now.
I'm so hungry for like a Totino's pizza roll.
Oh, oh they're really good.
Oh. Okay.
Did you do back to school or after school stuff?
I remember eating graham crackers a lot after school when I got home. We'd have like there'd be the cinnamon ones or the chocolate ones.
Dude.
Anybody?
Do you understand?
Okay.
We're going to get, we want people to call with their back to school snacks. You're on to one of my favorite back to school.
Oh.
You guys never had it. I doubt you ever had it. My mom would bake all the time.
Mm.
Okay.
So she'd make a chocolate cake. She'd make chocolate brownies.
Crazy after school snack.
No. That's for somebody else. It's for a funeral or whatever. She was part of the church group or whatever. Okay. The leftover chocolate frosting, she would put it on graham crackers and make graham cracker sandwiches. So there would just be, and she was terrible at getting the right amount of frosting for the cake. So there was just always leftover frosting and she put just a pop of coffee in the frosting.
Oh
my God. It was chocolate frosting with coffee in it on a graham cracker. So there would be a Ziploc bag somewhere in the house and you have to find it.
Oh.
Did mom make a cake? And it's like you find it and there are just graham crackers with chocolate frosting in between.
Oh,
that sounds delicious.
Yeah, pre-assembled too. Yeah. You don't even have to. Wow.
As a grown ass man, I have missed that at certain times and I will go to the grocery store. It's usually 2 a.m. kind of run.
Yeah.
Get the graham crackers and then just buy the pre-made frosting.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm. I might be doing that this weekend.
Yeah. Dirty.
Yeah.
You're just going ham on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Just like, let's go. It's a grip. All right. Tell us what yours was. Like, we want to hear what you looked forward to. You sprinted home from school for this back to school snack. You can text or call 303-222-5423.
My oldest sister used to, she was like a pretty avid dancer. So she would come home from school and have a couple hours before she would go to like hours of dance class.
Okay.
And so that meant she was shoving as many calories in her mouth as she could in that in-between time. She would come home and make Marie Callender's chicken pot pies.
As a back-to-school snack?
Pour like a huge glass of
just
milk.
A little one though, not the big one.
No, the individual, the individual. Yeah. But then she would down like spaghetti or cheese.
She would eat a meal as her back to school
multiple,
snack.
Multiple. And she and her friends.
I guess she's burning calories, but that's wild.
I know. And she was small. Like she was just going after it. And her friend who also danced with her would come over as well. And so sometimes they got in trouble because if my dad had like leftovers he was saving in the fridge, goodbye. They were gone. They were gone. He had Italian chicken parmesan in the fridge once, waiting for it. He was excited to go home from work. He
and
comes
she
home.
Already horked it.
She and her friend.
The friend.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
no.
Split it.
Rough crowd.
Okay.
You're in, yeah. Well, yeah. We also used to really eat the, they were very particular fruit snack. I think they were from Walmart, but they were little smiley faces. Do you remember those?
No.
It was like a very 2000s thing. I don't know if they make them anymore, but they were all the different colors and just little tiny rounds.
Do you vaguely remember
like smiley
that?
I don't
face
remember
snack.
Those
Walmart
at all.
Specific.
I think, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, some, those were good. They were a little
the,
like
the
waxy.
Way you tear the, it wasn't like the Welch's yeah. is more like the aluminum foily opening. This had a little paper feel to it.
It did. Yeah. Yeah.
You I know what exactly I'm talking, yeah,
those were good.
Do you guys remember down. Fruityos?
No.
Oh my gosh. They were just O's and we would like throw them at each other.
That's not a snack. That's a
well,
that's
we would
a
eat them
war.
Too.
The other one I just remembered, though, speaking of like sandwiches with like the like graham cracker chocolate.
Yeah.
We would have saltines and like I'd put peanut butter in between. Oof. Peanut butter on a saltine.
Dude.
But then my brother would do butter.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, I could see that.
Just butter? Yeah. You're not getting any like bang for your buck. Yeah.
Why not both?
Butter and peanut butter?
Yeah. Okay. Why not?
How are you alive?
I mean, I kind of get it.
Yeah,
butter
you.
And peanut butter.
I could see it being
peanut, yeah. Peanut butter is a butter. You don't need another
you're
butter.
Not you're not eating a clear head. Yeah. Okay. You're yeah. just.
All right. Make us hungry with your back to school snack. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're making each other hungry right now.
Very.
I swear to God, I am a grown man. I can afford to eat at nice places. I am single-mindedly, I want a Totino's pizza roll like right now. I don't even care if it burns my mouth.
I want graham crackers with chocolate frosting between them. We've actually had quite a few texts of people saying that they had the same thing. And then
their
one
moms
was,
did the same thing.
Yeah. And then one was mom's almond frosting and graham crackers if mom made coffee cake. Almond frosting, man. Yeah. Also, oh, do you know what malto meal is?
Yeah, it's like cream of wheat. It's like a...
We would race home to make chocolate malto meal, but we had to make it with lumps. We liked the uncooked lumpy chocolate.
When you can just eat something good. My mom would sometimes have chocolate chip cookie dough, and we would just... And wasn't that supposed to kill you? The eggs or something?
Yeah, salmonella.
Salmonella.
Okay.
I think we've... Did we figure out that it's salmonella?
I don't know. I don't know. I have a lot of illnesses.
Okay. Antonio.
Yeah.
What's your back to school snack or after school snack?
All right. So my mom's from the Philippines, and one of our snacks that we are foods that we all love, but we typically only got it on holidays and birthdays is lumpia Shanghai specifically, which is our version of a spring roll, like the Vietnamese egg rolls.
Yeah.
My mouth just started watering.
Another version. When we lived in Germany, our neighbor showed us it, and it was pita bread. You just put mozzarella or some kind of cheese in it, and then butter on it, and garlic salt, and then you just put it in the oven until it's crispy. And
dude, we're not going to get through this.
Yeah. No,
we're
not going to get through this. I'm starving.
I don't know that I could get it in the oven.
So you are Filipino, Antonio? So like,
I'm Filipino and black.
So here's the thing, though. Like, were you tired of it? You're like, oh my God, we get the Filipino, like, because it's making our mouths water, or do you still love it?
Oh, I still love it because we didn't get it all the time because it's very labor intensive.
Yeah.
Because my mom knew how to make tamales, like real tamales, and they were great. But then, growing up, it was like, oh, tamales again?
I just got shivers down my spine.
Oh, because you just get it so often, you're like tired of it.
Yeah.
Heather?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. Ask your way. What's your after school snack?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I still have teeth and I have not had one cavity. Literally 43 years old. We would cut open lemons in half and dip them in the sugar bowl and like get an
just
inch of it
fully
on there.
Put them in the sugar bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know about this?
There, and then just eat it like it's an apple and lick it and just watch cartoons. And then once the sugar's all gone, you go back in there repeatedly until parents come home. It was so good.
Right. What?
And they don't notice that the sugar is coated in lemon juice.
It was a really big sugar bowl, and you make sure you get a spoon to get like the leftover droppings, and those were the best.
Yeah, and they would just be these little crystallized chunks, dude.
And so you're not even eating the lemon, you're just like licking the sugar off of it.
And drinking some of the
licking the sugar off the lemon.
Yeah, getting the juice out of it a little bit.
Recommend it.
I have never heard of this, and it doesn't even appeal to me a little bit.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Did you ever eat the whole lemon?
Not like the rind.
The rind will change your life. If you ever have like garlic breath or whatever, just eat. Like you're at a bar where you have hiccups, just eat the lemon. The whole thing.
I'm making a lemon pasta tonight, and that's all I can think about.
Oh, my God. Cheryl?
Yay!
What is your after school snack?
A spoonful of peanut butter.
Yes.
Dipped into a bowl of semi sweet milk chocolate chips and topped with a banana.
Oh my God. Just a slice of banana.
Oh, I never did the banana, but girl, did I do the chocolate chips.
Yes.
I was not a small kid. Oh
my God. Do you know what I would do?
It's semi-sweet, though, because milk chocolate is too much sugar and it's too sweet.
My parents would have like a jar of hot fudge, like to make sundaes.
Okay.
You have to warm it up a little bit, but you take a spoon and just put it in it, like so then it's just like on there, and then you open up a jar of peanuts and just go,
oh.
And then it's got the
peanuts. It has a reverse of what she was doing.
Caramel. Yes.
Yes, caramel. I'll do. I still do. I do that to this day. I'll throw peanuts in my mouth and then just go caramel sauce.
Yeah,
because if I don't have ice cream, you're basically making a sundae without the ice cream.
I know, but the fact that you do that to this day is starting to get alarming.
To this day,
what? Why? Like
I'm
we're
not.
We're all wanting to go ham over pizza rolls right now, and you're calling me weird for having peanuts and
I'm not like taking handfuls of semi-sweet chocolate chips anymore.
But if you had them in your house, you would.
But if I had them in my house, maybe I would.
Val.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Yay. What's your after-school snack?
Bologna, fried bologna on a tortilla with cheese and Taco Bell hot sauce.
Taco Bell hot sauce?
I'm not going to lie. If you guys have never put bologna in a pan, you are missing out on something. Because bologna is nasty, but I still love it. But fried bologna, like it's just on a pan. And she's putting it on a tortilla. She's got something there.
With the hot sauce, too. Oh, yeah. I like that.
Taco Bell hot sauce is elite. I have a little stash.
I have bottles of it. I use it to cook with it. I make a bean dip that has cheddar cheese and hot, never fire. Fire's terrible. Mild's for rookies. Straight hot.
I kind of love the mild because it's just flavorful.
It's not. Okay. Jennifer?
Yai.
What's your after school snack?
So we didn't have a whole lot to do, or not to do, but just technology-wise, we were too young to use the oven or the microwave. We just had straight cake batter.
You just and I got a box of cake mix. You made the batter, and then you just ate it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Wow. What's
the Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.